Lesson 44, Moroni and the Book of Mormon Promise. Purpose, to encourage the children to gain a personal testimony of the Book of Mormon and study it and live its teachings throughout their lives. Preparation, 1, prayerfully study Moroni chapter 10 and Joseph Smith, history 1, verses 30 through 35 and 59 and 60. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Additional reading, Mormon chapter 8, verses 1 through 4 and verse 16, and the title page of the Book of Mormon. Note, the title page is a translation from the last leaf of the gold plates. See History of the Church, 1, verse 71. 3. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Make a word strip of the word testimony. 5. Materials needed. A. A Book of Mormon for each child. B. Pictures 4-2, Moroni Hides the Plates in the Hill Cumorah, Gospel Art Picture Kit 320, number 62462. 4-55, Moroni appears to Joseph Smith in his bedroom. Gospel Art Picture Kit 404, number 62492. 4-3, Joseph Smith receives the gold plates. Gospel Art Picture Kit 406, number 62012. And 4-56, Angel Moroni on the Temple. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Display the picture, Moroni Hides the Plates in the Hill Cumorah. Explain that this picture depicts Moroni near the end of his life on earth. Tell the children that their class study of the Book of Mormon is also coming to an end. Review the following things about Moroni's life. Moroni has completed the sacred record. His father, Mormon, had been killed. His relatives were dead. He had no friends. The arrows, swords, and shields of battle were left on the battlefields. There was destruction everywhere. For years, Moroni had been living alone, hiding from the Lamanites and protecting the sacred records. He had abridged, summarized the 24 gold plates, Book of Ether, and finished his own writing on the plates his father had given him. Referring to the picture, explain that Moroni is about to place the gold plates in a stone box in the Hill Cumorah. Moroni made a special promise to all those who read the Book of Mormon. This promise is one of the last things Moroni wrote on the gold plates. It is a promise about getting a testimony of the Book of Mormon. Display the word strip, testimony. Tell the children that during this lesson they will discover the steps to take to gain a testimony of the Book of Mormon. See Enrichment Activity 1. They will also learn about the promise Moroni gave us. Scripture Account. Teach the accounts of Moroni's fulfilling his father's commandment to finish the sacred record, of his promise to the faithful, and his farewell found in Moroni chapter 10, of his hiding the record in the earth, and of his appearing 1,400 years later to Joseph Smith, found in Joseph Smith, History 1, verses 30 through 35 and 59 and 60. For suggested ways to teach the scripture accounts, see Teaching from the Scriptures on page Roman numeral 7. Use the pictures at appropriate times. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. What did Moroni want us to remember? Moroni chapter 10, verse 3. What did Moroni say we should do to find out if the Book of Mormon is true? Moroni chapter 10, verse 4. Who will help us know the Book of Mormon is true? Moroni chapter 10, verse 5. What is Moroni's promise to us? See Enrichment Activity 4. How can we recognize the power of the Holy Ghost when He is testifying to us that the Book of Mormon is true? explain that the Lord prompts us most often through our feelings. The Holy Ghost often gives us a feeling of peace that something is right and good. It may be a warm feeling inside us. What is the most important thing you can learn from studying the Book of Mormon? That Jesus is the Christ. See the title page of the Book of Mormon. What did Moroni say about the coming forth of the Book of Mormon? Moroni chapter 8, verse 16. By what power would the Book of Mormon come forth? Who received the gold plates and translated them into the Book of Mormon? Now that the work of the Book of Mormon prophets and the prophet Joseph Smith have been completed, what responsibility do we have to the Book of Mormon? To study it, gain a testimony of it, live its teachings, and share our testimony with others. Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson, or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Make the following word strips. Read. Remember. Ponder. Pray. Allow the children to take turns turning the word strips over and reviewing the steps Moroni gave us for gaining a testimony. Discuss how the children can use these steps to gain their own testimony. Gaining a testimony of the Book of Mormon. Read. Explain that the first step in gaining a testimony is to read and study the Book of Mormon. Page 158. Remember. Moroni said we should remember how kind and merciful Jesus Christ is, and we should fill our hearts with gratitude for Him. This love and gratitude will prepare us for the Spirit of Revelation. Ponder. We must ponder or think in our hearts and minds the things we have learned about Jesus Christ and His teachings in the Book of Mormon. Pray. We must pray sincerely, asking God, the Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, if the Book of Mormon is true. 2. Share with the children the following statement from President Ezra Taft Benson, the 13th President of the Church. There are three great reasons why Latter-day Saints should make the study of the Book of Mormon a lifetime pursuit. The first is that the Book of Mormon is the keystone of our religion. A keystone is the central stone in an arch. It holds all the other stones in place, and if removed, the arch crumbles. There are three ways in which the Book of Mormon is the keystone of our religion. It is the keystone in our witness of Christ. It is the keystone of our doctrine. It is the keystone of testimony. The second great reason is that it was written for our day. The third reason is that it helps us draw nearer to God. There is a power in the book which will begin to flow into your lives the moment you begin a serious study of the book. You will find greater power to resist temptation. You will find the power to avoid deception. You will find the power to stay on the straight and narrow path. Ensign, November 1986, pages 5 through 7. 3. Show the picture, Angel Moroni on the temple. Explain that we learn in Revelation chapter 14, verse 6, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 133, verse 36, that an angel, Moroni, returned the everlasting gospel to the earth. Invite the children to look for the golden statue of Moroni on top of some of our temples, and remember Moroni, who never failed in his testimony of Jesus Christ. And I, Moroni, will not deny the Christ. Moroni chapter 1, verse 3. 4. Invite the children to read and memorize part or all of the promise of the Book of Mormon. Moroni chapter 10, verses 4 through 5. Or the 8th article of faith. 5. Explain that when we gain a testimony of the Book of Mormon, we also gain a testimony that Jesus is the Christ. Joseph Smith is a prophet of God. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is the true Church of God. 6. Invite the children to share their favorite accounts from the Book of Mormon. They might want to role-play these accounts. Ask them what important lessons they have learned from each account. 7. Sing or read the words to Search, Ponder, and Pray, Children's Songbook, page 109. Conclusion. Testimony. Testify to the truthfulness of Moroni's promise in Moroni chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. And that each child in your class can have his or her own testimony that the Book of Mormon is true. Invite the children to bear testimony of the Book of Mormon. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Moroni chapter 10, verses 1 through 5 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 44, Moroni and the Book of Mormon, Promise.